evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, the second chilling episode in the amazing saga of Star of Vengeance. A story calculated to lift you right out of your seat. A tale told about an idiot.
Excuse me?
What now?
Let's actually start the episode now, okay?
I have to give a summary of what's been happening for the people who missed the first episode.
Right. Okay? I feel like I've been standing this damn quicksand for a week.
In our first episode, the ancient computer Omnitron 6...
25 cents, please.
...gave our heroes an obscure clue to the location of the mysterious Star of Vengeance. The villainous dwarf, H. Neville Bellicode, warned them not to seek the Star of Vengeance because he wanted it himself. Bellicode fled. Sui and George gave chase, but soon became bogged down in quicksand. Can their loyal native guides rescue them in time? Or is this the end for our heroes? Find out after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, how about you rescue us first and then run the stupid commercial?
It has come to our attention that certain races of the Confederation are using faster-than-light star drives in their space vessels in direct contravention to the principle of relativity laid out by Albert Einstein over 200 years ago. Faster-than-light star drives have long been known to be impossible. We of the physics community therefore call upon the aforementioned races, the humans, the Beatles, the Magnoli, and the Britsplogan, to stop using these engines immediately. We also ask that all public-spirited citizens boycott products transported on faster-than-light vessels and information transmitted by subspace radio. This mockery must cease.
3 million meters per second. Not just a good idea, it's the law. This message has been brought to you by the Sol System Association of Physics Instructors.
Star of Vengeance, Episode 2, Wings of Peril. As our story opens, we find our heroes hip deep in quicksand while their two native guides look on helplessly.
Help us, Zony Watatoni. You're our only hope.
Watoto, Wazozo.
Hey, Sue, you know what?
Not now, Georgie. Do you have a rope?
Yeah, but listen.
Georgie, this is not the time. Quick, throw the rope to Zony Watatoni.
Yeah, but.
Now!
Oh!
Georgie, sometimes you are so stupid that I could just cry. You were supposed to hold on to one end. No, what are we gonna do?
Okay, well, if you just,
Don't interrupt me. I'm busy bemoaning my fate. Oh, woe is me.
But, Sui.
All right, what is it?
Well, we've stopped sinking.
What?
Oh, yeah. I think this quicksand is only waist-deep. See? We could just wade out.
My swim boots.
You still have your moon boots, though.
It's not the same.
Listen, never mind that now. If we hurry, we might beat Bellicote to the Pavognatuck Airport.
Fine.
Oh, the Zonies, how do you say goodbye?
Koniwa.
Bye.
Koniwa. You know, this is really stupid. Whatever this Star of Vengeance thing is, Bellicote will beat us to it. He knows where it is. The smart thing to do would be to get another quarter and go. Damn it. Are you listening to me, Georgie? If I'd known it would be like this, I'd have just stayed with the penguins. I was happy there. No alligators, no quicksand, no evil dwarves. Oh, this idiot is taking forever. Come on, you! What are you doing in there?
Did you want something?
Would you hurry it up, please? What are you doing in there that takes so long anyway?
The computer and I are just discussing the poetry of Robert Frost.
You idiot. That computer doesn't know anything about poetry.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. I guess in that case, I'm done. Go on in.
Thank you.
Whoa,
welcome to Pavonatuck Airport. Can I help you?
We're traveling to Boston.
Oh, how nice. Will we be going by plane today?
What else have you got besides planes?
Planes is all.
Then that's how we'll go.
Please place your right elbow on the identification matrix.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Panagas. Your prepaid tickets are arriving in the delivery slot now.
Wait a minute. We didn't tell you what flight or how many tickets. And what do you mean, prepaid?
These tickets were paid for in advance and left to be picked up.
Oh, Georgie, you bought tickets and forgot them?
Well, no, I didn't buy any tickets.
Well, someone did, and it wasn't me. Blue Elk Airways Boston Nonstop Service. Two tickets.
It must be a mistake. Here, give them back.
What do you mean, give them back?
Well, we have to return them. I mean, we didn't pay for them.
Georgie, I'm sure you must have bought them and then forgotten about it. It would be just like you. Besides, if you return them, the computer will insist on giving you a refund, and then we'd have to buy tickets anyway. We might as well just keep these. Look, we'll have to hurry. It leaves in 10 minutes. Computer, where do we catch this flight?
Blue Elk flights depart from Gate 5. Just follow the pink bunny rabbits until you see the man with the antlers.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I didn't buy these tickets.
Then we get a free ride, right? Come on, Georgie, let's run.
All right. Board. We haven't got much time.
Georgie, we can't ride in that thing. It looks ready to fall apart.
Well, you were the one who wanted to use these tickets.
Well, I've changed my mind. Let's trade them in. Getting on this flight is tantamount to suicide.
No, no. You wanted to take this flight? We take this flight. Come on, if you're coming.
Georgie! Georgie, wait!
Stop service to Boston and New York. All Boston passengers will please sit on the lower level. New York passengers on the main level.
I don't understand. How can they go nonstop to Boston and New York? We're supposed to ride in here? There aren't even any seats.
Please make yourselves comfortable. Music will be provided for your entertainment. We will be taking off as soon as all passengers are aboard.
Somewhat later.
We are now approaching downtown Boston at an altitude of 3,000 meters. All passengers leaving the plane at this time should make sure they have a secure grip on their luggage.
What do you say?
Deplaning will begin in 15 seconds.
Hey!
What?
We hope you have had an enjoyable journey on Blue Elk Flight 16.
Hey, you stupid machine! We're still in the air!
Let us out of here! Let us out!
Parachutes have been provided for your...
Parachutes?
Here they are.
The crew of Blue Elk Flight 16 wishes you the best of luck in reaching the ground safely. We hope to see you again soon. And now, Geronimo.
Will our heroes escape H. Neville Bellicoat's nefarious trap, or will they end up as a thin, greasy layer on some street in downtown Boston? Tune in next time and find out on Star of Vengeance.
New from
from Galactic Mega Beast Incorporated, Planet's Candies. Big, big mouthful. Each Planet Candy is at least 9,000 kilometers from pole to pole. Chewy molten center, crispy crust, lightly frosted with scrumptious hydrocarbons. Planet's Candies are good through and through. Best of all, Planet's Candies are made from 100% naturally occurring elements, with plenty of iron and other essential nutrients. Delay? Supplies are limited. Drop by our giant market at Galactic Coordinate 0434-9002-830. Don't wait another millennium, because soon they'll all be gone.